Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's our good friend. She's the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses and the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year. She's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, good morning. It's always good to be here with you.
Good morning to you. And, Beverly, I want to talk about something that's a little bit off of our, in a way it's off of our success tips discussion, but actually it's not, and it's about security.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just imagining a home-based business person, maybe somebody you've talked to recently who started a business at the kitchen table and they migrated it over to a spare bedroom, and they're so excited they actually got a few customers, mm-hmm. got a few things going on. They've actually got some records to keep. They made some sales and they bought some stuff, and they got a little, you know, got some things going on. They're so excited. And the first, they've been telling themselves for months, first thing I'm going to do when I've got a little money is I'm going to buy a computer, and I'm going to get everything I've got on computer, mm-hmm. and I'll be so much more effective. And that happened last week. And they got all their stuff on the computer. They're all ready to go. And then
yes.
they got mm-hmm. hit by one of these viruses, one of these worms that's coming in. Right now, I got probably 300 in the last 2 days
mm-hmm.
of these.
Yeah.
But they didn't know something that you and I know, that you and I have talked about, because they didn't hear us talking about it one time. They didn't know that when they get an email from somebody they don't know, or maybe even from somebody they don't know, and there's an attachment in it, they're not supposed to open that attachment. They didn't know that.
Right.
Or they didn't have virus scanning protecting software from one of the companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they did, it opened up into their computer. It infected their computer, and at best, sent everybody in their mailing list the virus,
mm-hmm.
and at worst, shut their computer down. This brand new computer,
mm-hmm.
and that's a real life story, isn't it, Beverly?
Yes, unfortunately, it is. It happens quite frequently. The difficulty of being a home-based business owner and relying so much on your computer is you don't have an IT person in a corner office somewhere who's making sure that none of these viruses get through, that you know the firewalls are there, the virus protection programs are up to date. You're wearing that hat along with all the others, as we've always talked about.
Yep.
It's a lot of hats to wear, but this is a really important one, and along with several others that are vital to a business. If you get shut down by a virus, it can literally destroy a business, particularly
right.
in the early stages.
Well, it can just take so much momentum away from you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got customers out there now relying on you. They're sending you email. And all of a sudden, they get your virus from
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're aggravated because you sent them a virus. And really, you didn't, but...
But you didn't take the time to make sure that your computer was protected to try and prevent
right.
that. It's not
right.
always 100% possible to keep that from happening, but if you're diligent of keeping up your firewall and your antivirus programs, there's so much less of a chance of it happening, and your customers will appreciate the fact that you put that kind of effort into it.
Well, the thing about it is, after what blows me away, Beverly, is after all this time, after all the times that we've talked about this on the show with you and with other people, my technology professionals like Steve DiBianco, who's going to talk about this with us a little more
mm-hmm.
in detail in the next half hour. After all that's been said and written over the last 4 or 5 years about this, there still are people out there opening up these attachments. And in fact,
mm-hmm.
I was talking to a very large corporation yesterday, which shall remain nameless, and one person there confessed to me that somebody in their organization opened one of these up. And it got out from there, and it was addressed. The virus mm-hmm. went out addressed from their organization.
Oh dear!
So it just blows me away that it can still happen. That people supposedly who are supposed to know better. So that's the insidious part about these viruses is they just their whole purpose is to go out in such mass numbers that ultimately they'll find somebody who's just accidentally, you know, unintentionally, mm-hmm. or through ignorance, just opens one of these up, and it's a mess. One of these viruses, Beverly, will reboots your computer automatically every two minutes or so.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
So that
basically
would really
you're out of business.
Annoying. You know, I was thinking about earlier this morning this virus issue, and I have a number of different email addresses for different reasons, and a couple of them have lately seemed, well, within the last couple of years, not only hit with viruses, but also with a lot of spam email.
Oh, yeah.
Where it got to the point it was taking me forever to check my emails. I was getting very discouraged about this whole internet technology, the email and websites and all these things that create so many headaches for me as a small business owner, a home-based business.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am the only person here who has, I now have to be such an expert on what's going on the computers and how to handle those things that there's times when that really takes so much of my time away from my business, productivity in my business.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a real issue.
Well, and the other thing with spam especially is you sometimes you accidentally throw away things that are good.
Right.
It gets kind of in the middle of the spam.
That has happened to me a number of times, and I can't blame myself or other people for deleting emails that they're not sure about, and it causes me to think a great deal about how do I advise people to use the Internet to market themselves when there is so much of this other stuff going on.
Well, now, that is a serious situation. Of course, there are two issues there to me, Beverly, but one of them is some people say, well, there's so much spam, I'm going to quit using email.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because there's so much traffic, did you quit driving?
You know? Actually, I moved to an area where there wasn't as much traffic.
Okay, all right. Don't rub it in. But the other thing is also the, using using email for marketing
right.
purposes, with opt-in marketing. Mm-hmm. And that is becoming a serious issue because more and more of these ISPs are the folks who connect you to the internet?
Mm-hmm.
More and more of them are identifying good marketing, email marketing, opt-in email marketing, email
right.
as spam, and it really shouldn't be. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break, Beverly. When we come back, folks, we're going to tell you what you need to do to get connected up with some folks who can help you with these viruses, help you avoid these viruses. That's coming up right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Beverly Williams.
I'm just beginning.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Beverly Williams is our guest, and we're talking about your home-based business, especially with regard to the viruses that are going on, that are being distributed around right now. Beverly, one of the things that we need to tell people is, and I mean immediately, folks, you need to get, if you don't have antivirus protection on your computer, immediately go and get it online. And there are two companies that typically you think about, Norton, which is also the Symantec company, and McAfee. Now, I did business with one of those guys recently, and I'm going to tell you about that in the next half hour. I'm not going to tell you about it now, but I'll tell you about it in the next half hour. And so anyway, check one of those out, one of those two out. Go there right now and download. There will be information, Beverly. They post,
right.
Both of those websites will post information about those, and I think they'll make sure that you buy the kind of software that you need to deal with these. And
right.
And also you can learn more about the difference between a worm and a virus and that sort of thing.
Right. If you're not educated yet, it's as simple as a click on your computer to go and get the information.
Right.
A lot of people will ask me too about which one they should buy, and they've heard of others beyond these two that you've mentioned, which
uh-huh.
are the two that I recommend as well. But people say, well, which one should I get? Well, you really have to make that decision yourself based on your own computer and your a lot of other issues. But I suggest people talk to other people who have them and say, what do you like about it? What don't you like? And then base your opinion, your decision on their opinions.
Well, I agree with you ordinarily, Beverly, except, and you know I always agree with you on everything, all things. But the thing is just go one of those places right now and get something. My issue, I did business with one of those guys. Both of them have excellent software, but mm-hmm. I did business with one of them recently, and I wasn't happy with the experience. But now that didn't have anything to do with the software. The software
right.
does a great job, but the business the business part of it, they didn't do such a good job on.
Right.
But anyway, the point is go there and get it. And as Beverly mentioned earlier, you've got the firewall issue. The firewall will keep out the worm that was coming in a couple of weeks ago that doesn't come in through email. It comes in over the internet. It just if you've got an always on connection like DSL or cable modem, it just comes right into your computer to see if it can get in. And if you've got a firewall up, it can't get in.
And this is one of the things that do let them automatically update you, send you an email when there's a new update, and then go and download it, go out and check on your own. Don't sit back and think that just because you've gotten the program now, you're protected, because there are new things all the time that have mm-hmm. to be updated. That has been a problem for so many, more so than not having the ability to find the viruses. It's not updating those files to make sure that they can find all the new viruses
mm-hmm.
coming out. People say, well, I have a virus protection program. When was the last time you updated it? Oh, I don't remember.
2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's only as good as the updates that you get for it. So you need to go out regularly and check for those.
Yeah. And folks, the thing that we need to be doing, the reason we need to be so vigilant about this, is these worms and these viruses are getting more and more sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, as I say, in the case of this what's called the SoBig worm, that one, basically, if I understand it correctly, you have to actually help it. You have to become a co-conspirator by opening up an attachment. But the other one, the blaster worm, you didn't have to do anything
mm-hmm.
except not have a firewall on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's our virus protection. And so there are two different kinds. And they're going to get more and more sophisticated as these guys, whoever's doing this, as these guys try to, you know, to wreak more havoc on us.
Mm-hmm.
But basically what's happening now with the SoBig computer, I don't think it's debilitating, but what it does is it gets so much. If you got 100 yesterday in the last 2 days, Beverly, and I got 200 at least, maybe 300,
mm-hmm.
multiply that by all the users, and you can shut the internet down.
Right.
See, that's what happens.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it can shut your own computer down as well. And we've talked in the past about having backup programs,
mm-hmm.
making sure that you can get your computer back up and running again quickly if you get a virus that absolutely shuts you down. You mentioned earlier to me one that was out recently, apparently, that can reboot your computer
right.
like every couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't operate that way with my computer going down all the time.
So if you've got your stuff backed up
right.
on a CD or on a
mm-hmm.
on a removable hard drive or something like that,
right.
if you do that every day or as much as you can, then worst comes to worst, you can go and borrow a computer and go to work there, or you can go buy one if you had
right.
to and. Or something, but at least you have your stuff. You don't care so much about the computer as much as it is your stuff inside.
Stuff inside. That's exactly
yeah.
right. The
yep.
stuff is important.
Yeah. It's your life. I mean, it's my life. I'll tell you right
mm-hmm.
now, if I lose my stuff inside my computer, if I don't have it backed up, then, you know, I'm in big trouble.
Right.
Beverly, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us with this. And we will see you in a couple of weeks.
I will be here. Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Thanks. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the 2002 SBA's Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year. And nobody deserves it more. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Steve Del Bianco with the Association for Competitive Technology. We're going to get a little more in detail into these viruses and talk about what they are and who's trying to do this and what's the government going to do about this, if anything. Stay with us. We'll be right back. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.